Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another Terrace Talk here on the Pink and whichever channel this happens to find you on. I hope you're keeping safe and well, obviously, in these very strange times. We're actually recording this on Thursday afternoon, which is quite a pertinent date, I think, for Norwich City fans, because it is 1 year to the day that they beat Tottenham Hotspur in their epic FA Cup clash, fifth round. I had the luxury of being there that night covering it. It was absolutely tremendous, and how the world has changed since that day. For many people, it would have been the last time they watched Norwich play, but just an illustration of what a dramatic year it's been. But anyway, we're of course Norwich back in the Championship. It feels like we're recording one of these every other day at this point. We're recording this less than 24 hours after Norwich beat Brentford, and we're going to be previewing the game against Luton Town on Saturday, a team that have proven to be a little bit of a difficult side for Norwich City to overcome, as we will talk about with my guests, joined by Norwich fan Peter Verhey, all the way from America, and sports journalist Luton fan Lewis Williams as well. Peter, let's start with you. Let's talk about that Tottenham game just for a second. Obviously, it was a wonderful night to be a Norwich City fan. What are your memories of the game, I suppose, and everything that's kind of happened since? Because for many people, it would have been the last time watching Norwich live.
Yeah, so I'm amazed it's been a year, truth be told. I haven't thought that far back in a long time. That day I was work from home by that point, so I've been cooped up in my house for over a year now. But I just remember even sitting watching on the TV, seeing Krul save the two penalties, the run across the whole pitch to the other side to celebrate with the fans. It was something else, even for a guy like me just watching at home on TV. Then shortly after, we had the whole shutdown, and we came back, and I don't remember when Project Restart started, but that was kind of the first return to normal for me in my life. And I thought we could pull it off. I had a lot of hope, and then that Southampton game kicked off, and yeah, we're here now. It's been a weird year. I mean, and build up to now is happier place now than, let's say, midsummer.
Yeah, absolutely. And fingers crossed that light at the end of the tunnel is within touching distance now. It seems to be getting closer. Lewis, for you, it's obviously been a strange year for Luton, I suppose, because you've had a manager return, and all of this has kind of happened behind closed doors. And equally, what has been largely a very, very good season for you guys so far?
Yeah, it's been a strange one. I think, obviously, like any other fan base, you want to be there, you know, in the stadiums. I don't know what reception Nathan Jones would have got when he came to the club, probably a mixed one, but he's done a very good job. Like, I can't imagine the scenes it would have been when we stayed up last year behind closed doors. Like, just imagine being in the stadium when we stayed up. And then this year, we've had a few games which I feel like the place would have just erupted, especially in our last home game against Sheffield Wednesday, coming back from 2-0 down. Honestly, I just want to go back in that stadium before we end up going to our new one in the next couple of seasons.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully we will get back there. I'm praying that by the start of next season, we'll have full crowds again. And hopefully that is the case. But we shall see. Peter, let's start with you. As I said at the top of the show, recording this not long after that win against Brentford. What a win it was for Norwich as well. Emi Buendia, as he so often is at this level, the difference in that game. But just a very, very good performance that maybe shows why Norwich are 10 points clear at the top of the Championship at the moment.
Yeah, I would wholeheartedly agree with you there. I mean, from what I saw, it was one of our more comfortable wins. Brentford never really had any good looks, never. I think the most Krul, I'll never know how Kanos didn't score right in front of the net, but we'll take what we can get there. Other than that, I only remember Krul working hard once or twice otherwise. And then on the other side, Emmy's passing's perfect as almost always. And for some reason, from what I saw, they marked Vrančić tighter than Emi. Emi pretty much just waltzed in, got a great shot, and kind of left the keeper in no man's land. So overall, big win. I think emotions are still high for everyone. We're 10 points clear. I think we're past the point of the memes and all the jokes that we're top of the table. We're going right back. But I'd be lying if I said I'm still not in meme world a little bit.
Well, it's only natural, isn't it? I mean, how much momentum and how much positivity can Norwich take from that? Because so often the games after a big result like that can feel a bit sort of like after the Lord Mayor's show to an extent that can be quite flat. They're often quite difficult because you have to bring yourself back up to that level, don't you? In terms of having just won a very significant game, you have to drag yourself back up to that level to win. Is there a fear from your perspective? And we'll delve into the game in a bit more depth in a bit, but is there a little bit of fear in you as a supporter that maybe Norwich won't be able to replicate the levels that they did in midweek for this one?
Oh, absolutely. That's something I'm very afraid of. I mean, if you look at the two times we played Luton this year, we've lost 3-1 twice. So it's very realistic, at least in the reverse mat fixture, the one before, we lost 3-1. We didn't have an attack or anything, which I'm sure we'll talk about at some point. But they still beat us with our main defense. So, of course, we can have a letdown after emotions are high. I think the team's strong enough. We won't have that, but there's potential always.
Yeah, absolutely. There isn't there. Lewis, from your perspective, Peter kind of teed it up nicely, but obviously you've played Norwich twice this season and beaten them twice. So there must be a part of you that sees Norwich next up on the fixture list, despite their league position, and think you've got a fairly decent chance.
I would say that, but every time we've beaten Norwich this season, of the fan base, there's always excuses. You know, I know the first game in the cup, we had a lot of internationals. That makes sense. And then the second one was, we've had too many injuries. And I'm like, give us some credit, you know. We deserve some sort of credit after beating you guys. But you're on an amazing run of form. Like, I can't describe how good that form is. So for us, which we're not the best team away from home, I know we just won away from home, it's going to be difficult. We don't score many goals away. And going in this game, I'm positive, but it's whether or not the manager and the team want to be positive and play a positive style of play. If they do that, then I have some sort of confidence that we can get a result. You know, I know Coventry, they've done very well at Norwich. So if a club like Coventry can do it, why can't a team like Luton do it? So hopefully we can go to Norwich with a bit of momentum, obviously the momentum from the Nottingham Forest game, and just try and take you guys on. I feel like the defence is your weakness. Obviously, you've got one of the best attacks in the league, so hopefully Luton can try and exploit that defence.
And in terms of Luton, you mentioned there, obviously, the win in midweek, it's two back-to-back victories for you guys. You come to Carrow Road in fairly decent shape. Confidence might be high, which hasn't always been the case for teams coming to Carrow Road this season. How do you see Nathan Jones? I mean, you said you'd like him to be positive. How do you see him setting up? Do you see him really going after Norwich in terms of pressing them high and trying to disrupt how they play out from the back? Or are you expecting quite a solid, defensive, resolute performance?
See, that's a very hard question to answer because we haven't been consistent with formations, with tactics, with the different systems we've played this season. And that obviously explains why we're mid-table. Like, it's just that inconsistency in results and in the way we play. So I honestly do not know. The fans have been crying out for Nathan to be positive. And the game before the Sheffield Wednesday game, we just weren't positive at all. We were starting games very negative. We were, especially away from home, we were just allowing teams to attack us. If we do that on Saturday, Norwich will score 3 or 4 goals easily in the first half. So I don't think Luton can afford to do that. I hope Luton are positive, go to Norwich, play it, not like go for it, but play a positive system like the Diamond, which works quite well for us, or a 4-3-3, and obviously try and win the game. And that's where I think Luton are at their best, when they are attacking sides. I don't think our defence is the best compared to our attack. So hopefully Nathan decides going forward, you know, be positive and try and get a result.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued to see how they approach it. It kind of feels like there's been two ways that teams have set up to play at Carrow Road. There's maybe what you call the Barnsley or the Preston, where you really push Norwich high up the pitch, or maybe you could insert probably 10 teams that maybe have looked to frustrate Norwich a little bit, and look, with the quality Norwich have, it's not a surprise. Peter, before we kind of move on to other topics, and I'm going to ask you about Emi Buendia at the moment, and expect a fully glowing response as a Norwich fan, but I want to ask a little bit about you, because people will be watching this, listening to this, and will hear that American accent and think, I wonder how he came to support Norwich City. So it would be rude for me not to ask you that question.
That's a fair one, and I honestly figured you would ask at some point, and I'm digging through my brain. Is it wrong that I don't remember? It kind of just happened. I remember I didn't play football growing up or anything. I started playing when I was 24. I'm 28 now, so only about 4 years. And when I was studying in college, university, I had a friend who always wanted to go watch Champions League and things like that. And we were surrounded by a sea of always Madrid or Manchester United, Manchester City, all the big clubs in the world. And I didn't want to do that. I did my research, and I kind of figured out who, I think at the time we were a mid-table club when I got into football. So I read up on Carrow Road, Norwich, and I kind of decided that's who I'm going to support. And for a few years, it was a very just active on social media, fanhood, kind of follow the team, check the results, check the table. And then about, 2 years ago now, a friend and I decided to travel to the UK to watch games. And we went, he's a Liverpool supporter, so we somehow got away into Anfield for a match, which was, it's an amazing place, don't get me wrong. But then we went to Carrow Road, and I mean, that was icing on the cake to me. It was just the environment around the stadium, in the stadium, the friendliness of everyone around it. We didn't know what we were doing half the time we were there, but it just kind of sealed the deal. And with time, I watch too much. I spend too much on shirts and stuff from the club. And it's just been fun ever since.
What was the first game? You mentioned you came over to watch a game. What game was it that you took in? Can you remember?
It was a match against Hull 2 years ago. So I think a few weeks past this time, and of all things, Mark Pugh scored for Hull. I remember that. And he had a brace. Stieperman scored. And couldn't tell you who the other guy for Hull that scored. But it was kind of special. It may be on the table, it's a unique game for everyone else, just a regular 3-2 win. But for me, I don't know if I'll be back at Carrow Road. So to win is the best part of it all.
And then just finally, I suppose it's nice that you've now got an American at the club to support and get behind. Sebastian Soto, of course, young lad, and maybe isn't expected to break into the first team, certainly imminently, probably for the rest of the season. But in terms of having an American player at Norwich, it must be quite nice for you as a fan over there.
It is. I always enjoy seeing Americans succeed in any league outside of our own, because I think the only other connection I can think of between America and the club I support here in Minnesota is Kai Kamara. He was a Canary for a short time, and he was a Minnesota United Loon for a very short time. I think even less than his time in Norwich, but it's always just nice to see Americans succeed, even if it's not at Norwich. It's just even better when they're at Norwich.
Absolutely. It's always interesting to hear just how wide that net goes. I think you can get lost sometimes, given how insulated Norfolk is, and it's nice to get outside that and hear the reasons you're a Norwich fan. So thanks for that, Lewis. In terms of Luton, 13th place. Is it? I've seen a few people. That's kind of what I want to get your take on. And I've watched highlight shows, and you hear people speak about Luton Town, and they say the achievement for Luton is the fact that we're not talking about them being in a relegation battle. Is that kind of how you see it? Is that the progression that Nathan Jones has brought to Luton, the fact that now you're fairly comfortable in mid-table rather than scrapping at the wrong end?
Yeah, 100%. It's about becoming more of an established championship side and progressing, you know, as the years go on. We want to be we're not here for, you know, the short run. We're here for the long term. We always want to progress. You know, our youth facilities are getting improved next year. I think we're going to be in the Premier League second division in the under-23s. Our training facilities are now champ. Well, like, they're at the correct standard. I think if the Euros get played this year or wherever, what happens with them, teams are going to be training at our facilities. Stadiums come in. So everything about the club is improving. And for me, the only way is up. I don't look down. It's always up at the moment. And Nathan, since he's came to the club, even at his first arrival, we were 18th in League Two, and he's just transformed the club into the right direction. And for us, it's been a fantastic year. I just want, when, you know, when there's five games remaining left in the season, not to be panicking about falling into a relegation battle. But at this moment in time, I just can't see it.
Well, Luton are one of those clubs where they clearly got a style of play they want to play, and they've appointed a coach to do that, which sounds very simple, but a lot of clubs get it so wrong. And I could list a few examples of those, but not the time and the place. And you mentioned in terms of facilities, obviously, your club has been through the mill, I think that's fair to say, in probably the last decade, just over that. How disappointing is it to see players like Max Ahrens, Jamal Lewis, when he was here last season, especially James Justin, but you got a glimpse of him in the first team, those young players that have come through Luton's academy but maybe haven't necessarily been able to perform for Luton? That must be quite disappointing for you as a fan.
Yeah, I played against Max plenty of times because me and him are the same age group and from the same area, so I know what Max is all about. But it's a difficult one because I can understand leaving to go on to better things. But from leaving academy to another academy, I'm a little bit like, why have they done that? But it makes sense because Norwich have the under-23s. The youth system to get to the first team was put in place for him to go on and do that. So now that we can do that, it's the future is so bright. Yeah, okay, we could have had a very good youth academy if we kept the players at the club and made a lot more money if we went to sell them on. But it's no point looking back and just regretting those decisions. We went through all that problems with the previous owners. It's their fault that Luton are not in the better place now. But now we've got the correct owners, everything's positive, and now it's just the only way is up, really.
Well, I've got to ask you about playing against Max Ahrens. How old was he at the time, and what was that like as an experience for you? Did he stand out when you played against him?
To be fair, we're the same. Yeah, so I think it was around about, you know, 14, 15 age group. And to be fair, it's hard to judge then because you have the few standouts, you know. Obviously, I rated myself a little bit, but obviously never got to the standard of football he went to. But he had something about him which, it's just with every youngster, do you have the right attitude? Are you hardworking? If you've got those, you know, boxes there, you're going to succeed as long as you put that work in. And he clearly has. Same with Jamal Lewis. I think I've played with Jamal Lewis as well. I'm pretty sure I have.
So were you in the Luton Academy then? Is that what you're telling me?
I had trials, but also I played, well, from the same area. So school teams played, you know your local kickabouts as well. Played with a few decent players who are now doing very well for themselves.
Well, there you go. I always say that I could have been a professional footballer if I had a bit more ability, but I think in honesty, I was just a bit too slow. I think that probably held me back. I'm also quite tall, and people think that I'd be able to head, which I'm like top camp while I didn't like doing that. Peter, let's come to you. Norwich City 10 clear at the top of the Championship. They're currently, I think, on the joint best winning streak with Barnsley, 6 games in a row. So much momentum, so much confidence going into this game against Luton. We've obviously spoken about the difficulties they've had against this side in the past, but they can come into this game with real hope of maybe changing their fortunes against the very good Luton side, can't they?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you there. It's a system where, as Lewis called them, we were making excuses the last two times we lost because we weren't healthy in international breaks, but we have a healthy attack again. It's kind of back to normal for us. We have a normal squad. We're a healthy squad. That's the weirdest thing I still tell myself, because I feel like Norwich and health are not synonymous some years, like Premier League last year, never healthy. The year before, or sorry, started this season not healthy. So yeah, we have a very healthy squad and it's a consistent squad. We haven't been scoring 4 goals a match very often or anything like that, but we're solid in our attack and we score when we can. We get to take advantage of our opportunities most times.
Well, here we go. This is the moment where I'm just going to put the words Emi Buendia to you and let you speak, because he's some player, isn't he?
Oh, he's amazing. It's a world of envy I have every time, and Arsenal are going to have to pay all the money in the world to get him, and I want more no matter what happens. If we ever do sell him, if he moves on, he's so crucial to the squad, and everything he does has been amazing this year. And aside from I think he's had 2 red cards this year. That's about the only blip I see, that in his free kicks sometimes shoot off into the stands and you don't know when they're coming back. But other than that, he's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Lewis, I want to ask you about Kiernan Dewsbury-Hall, obviously someone on loan from Leicester who's done very well this season. Norwich have a loanee of their own, Ollie Skip, who's done pretty good. It's going to be an interesting battle in midfield, providing both are fit and available for the game. Just talk to us a little bit about him and how well he's done for you guys this season.
He's done amazing for us. I don't think we would be where we are in the table without him. The way he just connects everything from defence to attack is brilliant. I would love a few more goals from him, but his passing ability, you know, when you just look at a player and you can just tell he's levels above and like the team, like you can tell with Dewsbury Hall, the way he plays his football against Chelsea when we played him in the FA Cup, he just looked like he's played for Chelsea. And that's mad to think that. But recently he's not on the best of form. So hopefully he gets back to those, back to that type of performance, which we're used to seeing from him, but he's amazing. And I'm gutted that we can't keep him for next year.
Yeah, it sounds like a very similar position that Norwich are in with Ollie Skip, to be honest. But yeah, I'm looking forward to watching him play on Saturday. I've heard plenty of good things. We kind of touched upon Nathan Jones. We haven't really spoken about him specifically. Obviously, he left for Stoke. It's fair to say there was a lot of ill feeling about the time and the manner in which he made that move. He's obviously returned. Has the mood shifted back towards him in favour, I suppose, amongst the fans? Is it difficult to say without Kenilworth Road being full? But I guess he's done such a good job since he's returned, keeping you guys up and then pushing you on this season.
Yeah, when he came to the club, it was 50-50. And then I think when he kept us up, that went to 75-25. And now I would say he's pretty much 95 now, like support. You're going to get that odd 5% in the fan base that won't forget what he's done, which, okay, I understand. But for me, what I wanted was an apology. I got that when he came back to the club and I was like, right, keep us up, done that. So I can't really ask for more on what he's done. So the past is the past. At the end of the day, I see it. He made a mistake. He's improved. He's come back a better manager, I believe. So hopefully we see more, hopefully improves even more as a manager, and Luton itself just improves as a club going forward.
I was speaking to someone who knows their Championship football earlier today, actually, about Nathan Jones, and they described him as someone who they felt, in their view, could go on to be a pretty good, I think they said, world-class coach to me, which is some praise from this person, because they're not necessarily always as generous with that. But does it feel, I guess, a little bit maybe like a Bournemouth Eddie Howe situation? Maybe that's a quite a lazy comparison. It'd be interesting to get your thoughts on it in terms of him sort of leading. I know he didn't lead it all the way, but certainly pushing Luton up the table, leaving, coming back and helping them push up again. Do you see similarities there in terms of Nathan Jones and what he's doing at Luton with maybe Eddie Howe and what he did at Bournemouth, albeit with probably limited resources?
Yeah, I'd say a little bit. Like or similarities between the two. Obviously, I know Eddie Howe, when he went to Burnley, he felt homesick. He wanted to come back. Whereas with Nathan, it was more of he didn't have the right people around him. I think the key to Nathan's like success at Luton is Mick Harford, the current assistant manager. He's also our recruitment, what do they call it? The director of football, you know, who, you know, makes those key signings. Without him, obviously, when he went to Stoke, he never had him, and that was the massive error, because the signings which Stoke made under him probably weren't the right ones. and he dealt with players who weren't as hardworking as the current players he has at the club. At Luton, we have like a philosophy. You need to fit that philosophy. If you don't, we ain't going to sign you. And yeah, I do see similarities between the two, but I think whether or not Nathan can repeat that, that would be amazing. But and obviously, it did fall apart in the end for Eddie Howe, but hopefully that doesn't with Nathan.
I think it happens to all managers, doesn't it? And like you say, there's been certainly a shift in terms of Luton and their sort of recruitment in the last however long, which is very good to see. Peter, let's turn our eyes to this game then. From Norwich City's perspective, how do you see it going? As we've kind of teed up, this isn't necessarily always an easy game for Norwich against Luton. They become maybe a little bit like a bogey team going back to the FA Cup third round, where Luton were non-league, Norwich were Premier League, and Luton. Not Norwich out of Carrow Road. I'm sure we'll speak to Lewis in a moment about that. But how do Norwich get through this fixture, do you feel? I suppose by getting another 3 points on the board.
I think it just falls on our defense with Gibson and Hanley. If they turn another performance like they did against Brentford, it's inevitable to me that we'll win if they can maintain their own and restrict any good looks for Luton. It'll really fall on them this time around. They did a great job against Tony and Brentford. Hanley was man of the match to me. You'll never see him win it on like social media polls because defenders unfortunately never get that credit they deserve, I feel like. But I think it starts with our defense and the goals will come. We'll find a way through to get a goal. It's just focus on the back first.
Well, it's not just Grant Hanley, is it? I think if Ollie skips in the man of the match poll, then no one else wins it, right? That's basically the way it looks like it's been so far. Go on then, Peter. Let's hear how you see this game going, and then of course we'll ask you for that dreaded score prediction.
I have a guess as a 2-1 victory. I think Luton will be able to get one on us. You get three in a row. You get three goals two times in a row, you're going to get one. Even though the lineups have changed, it's going to happen. I think having Pookie back healthy for a match against Luton, Emmy in the form he's in, if Cantwell's healthy, I foresee him starting again or at least coming off the bench, not at the 80th minute like we're used to seeing a sub come in a little earlier and making an impact. So I think there's two goals in us, and I think we'll give up one, but we'll hold our own.
Lovely stuff. Lewis, as we kind of teed up, some nice memories, I guess, for you and Luton fans of this fixture, not least that FA Cup game, which I know Norwich fans won't thank me for mentioning.
Yeah, that's a day to remember for majority of Luton fans. Just, I don't even think we've got anyone at the club who actually played in that game. Yeah, that's apart from Andre Gray, who's at Watford now, but yeah, it was an unreal day, and obviously the two wins this season as well. Just we're showing it like we can, you know, hold our own against good teams at this level, and hopefully that can continue in this game.
Go on then, I'll ask you the same as Peter. How do you see this game going? And I'll ask you a few score predictions as well.
It all depends what system Nathan plays. If he plays positive, then my heart is saying 1-0 Luton, and we're going to end that run for you guys. But my head's thinking, no, he's going to go defensive and you guys are going to win 3-0. So it all depends when I see that lineup and how we set up.
Interesting stuff. That's a real scale of results there. So you left yourself a nice bit of leeway. So you can claim victory if either sides do. Peter, it's been lovely to chat for you. Thank you very much for joining us. Lewis, likewise. Really, really enjoyed that half an hour of chat. Let us know your score predictions down below for this one. And of course, we'll be at Carrow Road on Saturday to bring you all the live updates, analysis, reaction from Daniel Farker and Nathan Jones after the game as well. Can Norwich City extend their winning run to 7 games? They'll certainly hope so. Thank you very much for watching. Stay safe. See you soon.